Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Shalom friends, we've arrived to the fifth aliyah of Parashat Ki Tetzé, when you go out. The parasha is found between Deuteronomy 23 verse 24 and chapter 24 verse 4. And today's reading will be from Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 through 4. And it reads, "When a man takes a wife and marries her, if then she finds no favor in his eye because he has found some indecency in her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce and puts it in her hand and sends her out of his house, and she departs out of his house, and if she goes and becomes another man's wife, and the latter man hates her and writes her a certificate of divorce and puts it in her hand and sends her out of his house. Or if the latter man dies, who took her to be his wife, then her former husband, who sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife after she has been defiled, for that is an abomination before the Lord, and you shall not bring sin upon the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance." The question is divorce permitted? A Jewish wedding is valid if it's performed under a chuppah, a Jewish canopy. In the same way, a Jewish divorce is not valid without a get, a bill of divorce. A wedding for the sons of Noah is valid if it's made under an authorized personality of their particular nation. During the Second Temple period, there were too many interpretations of the word indecency. In Hebrew, erva, which is nakedness, displeasure, lack, inappropriateness, uncleanness, confusion, shame. On the other hand, we have the understanding from the house of Hillel, which says that a man can divorce his wife for anything that bothers him. Yes, anything. Even if it's just that she simply burned his food. The house of Shammai, on the other hand, was much stricter. He only permitted divorce when there was inappropriate sexual conduct by the woman. The author of Sefer HaChinuch considers that a bill of divorce, which is called a get, represents the balance between those who do not permit divorce at all and those who permit divorce by the man saying only one word, for example, go. In Matthew 19, from verses 3 to verse 10, it is written, "Pharisees came to him, testing him and saying, 'Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all?' He answered, 'Haven't you read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, "For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall join his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore Elohim has joined together, don't let men tear apart.'" They asked him, "Why then did Moshe command us to give her a bill of divorce and divorce her?" He said to them, "Moshe, because of the hardness of your hearts, allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it has not been so. I tell you that whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery. And he who marries her, when she is divorced, commits adultery." His Talmidim said to him, "If this is the case of the man with his wife, is it not expedient to marry?" Here we see how Yeshua comes into the discussion between the house of Hillel and the house of Shammai. He says that the house of Shammai has interpreted the Torah correctly. We can draw some conclusions from this passage. First, divorce is not the Eternal's original intent for man. Second, divorce was permitted by the Eternal, not commanded. Third, the Eternal permitted divorce because of man's hard heart. Fourth, Divorce with the purpose of remarrying cannot be just for any reason, only if the reason is something improper. In Hebrew, ervat davar, which is translated as sexual immorality. This is in Matthew 19:9. The expression ervat davar, some unseemly thing, is the key to this whole discussion. The question that they asked a rabbi was, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all? Which was Hillel's interpretation, who understood the expression ervat davar to mean anything at all. Yeshua answers that ervat davar does not mean anything at all that displeases the man, but that it has to do with sexual impropriety in her, which in Greek was translated as porneia, immorality, fornication, sexual sin, unchastity. However, if she had committed adultery during the time of her betrothal, she was to be stoned, not rejected by divorce. This is in Deuteronomy 22, verses 20 through 24, and Leviticus 20, verse 10. The Torah cannot have two laws concerning the same crime. When a man is to divorce his wife, it must be done by an official act in which he gives her a bill of divorce, which is called a get. This causes the woman to return to an unmarried state and thus has the right to remarry with another. The bill of divorce is an official legal document that gives a woman the right to remarry. Without a get, she would be an adulteress if she were to be united with another man. According to Yeshua's answer in Matthew 19:9, a man does not commit adultery when he divorces one woman and then marries another. If there was sexual behavior found in his first wife, that was improper, which would be ervat davar. The expression ervat davar is also found in the previous chapter of this parasha, Deuteronomy 23, verse 14. Where it is referring to human excrement, which could not be visible in the presence of the Eternal, neither in nor outside the war camp. If it were visible, it would be something inappropriate for the heavenly presence. We can then surmise the whole thing by saying that the expression ervat davar in chapter 24 is not talking about any behavior at all by the woman, as determined by the man's whim. Neither does it mean immorality before the marriage or adultery during the betrothal period or during the marriage, but a woman's sexual perversion that is very repulsive to the man, just as excrement on the ground inside or outside a consecrated war camp is repulsive to the heavenly presence. According to Yeshua's teaching in Matthew 19, where he is explaining the text of Deuteronomy 24, divorce is permitted among those whose hearts are hard. When the spouse has a behavior of sexual perversion. However, every divorce causes tears in heaven, Malachi 2:13-15. An official divorce, where a legal document is handed over, brings with it the right to remarry. For those who have received the Spirit of the Messiah through the new birth, there is also an instruction in 1 Corinthians 7:10-11. To the married, I give this charge, not I, but the Lord. The wife should not separate from her husband, but if she does, she should remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband, and the husband should not divorce his wife. May the Heavenly Father give us grace not to have divorces among us. Blessings and Shalom.